Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Three dudes talking about anime. Guess it's important to hear what they say. All your rubber wipes are out night and day. Now that you listen to the Rant Cafe.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? It's Animac here from Anime Uproar, the YouTube channel and corporate overlord type organization. And welcome to another episode of the Rank of Anime podcast. Joining me is my boy Briggs, Mac and Briggs in the house.
What's up, boys? Mac and Briggs in the house. Nux will be back shortly. I believe he will be back hopefully in a week or two.
And we have a brand new guest today. We've never had him on before. I don't even know what his name is, like Gotchi Man or the Leather Guy.
Gotchi Moochie Reviews is what I go by on Twitch, but all my boys call me Gotchi or Shaggy.
Gotchi Moochie. Well, Shaggy, again, completely unrelated to anything else. But yeah, bro, welcome.
Thanks for having me. This is so surreal, and I'm so happy to be here, man.
Hell yeah, dude. I remember you had like a Shio Sakaki-esque jacket, like leather jacket on the last time I saw your VTuber. And what is going on now?
So basically, Gotchi is like the remix of male high-quality entertainment with music. And there's this one really famous dude called Van Sama, who's also a Twitch streamer. And I stole my design from him.
Nice.
And then stuck Vash's glasses and did it when I used half a can of pomade on my hair.
Oh yeah, Vash the Stampede.
That Trigun was one of my first animes, boys. It's still one of my favorites.
It wasn't one of my first, but I definitely enjoyed it. It was cool. And now apparently they're doing a remake, but it's like a prequel?
So Trigun actually got split into two serializations. There's the original Trigun, which is like a two-volume, three-volume series, which I believe is what that is adapting. And then there's Trigun Max, which is the actual main series.
Uh-huh.
And it's like a prequel, and like, sorry, it's, the original was based on the three-volume and went on its own way partway through. And then this sequel series is both a prequel and like an afterwards to the main series.
So it's actually going to be different content. That's cool. Because like, honestly, yes. The original, the first Trigun that I watched was great. I don't think they need to touch it. Like, it was one of those anime that genuinely made me laugh consistently.
Well, you don't think that Netflix should make a live action like Cowboy Bebop?
Okay, you know what? If they put the right budget, the right casting, I would watch that. If they got the guy that did like Enter the Badlands to do it,
bro, that's what I said about Cowboy Bebop. I thought it would be good, and they fucked it with terrible writing. Like, everything was good in my opinion in terms of like the casting. It was fine in terms of the budget, like the scenes, like, you know, cinematography, everything was fine, but writing was shit. The writing was absolute shit. Oh, like, and that's what Netflix? I think is going to happen to the One Piece one. And, oh, they're doing another Death Note, bro. Netflix is doing another Death Note adaptation. Netflix is what I said because I'm like so mad I'm getting French. I'm becoming French.
You know what show would be a banger live action movie? Like, what anime would be a banger live action movie? They need to get all like the 80s like action stars and redo Baki with them as all the old guys.
Oh, man. I mean, that's actually doable.
Yeah.
But you know what? We say that every time. We say it's doable because it's more like, even though it's not realistic, it's like just like it's normal fighting. They're not fucking shooting fucking Kamehamehas. So like, you think it's doable and then they just suck at executing it.
People are saying Duffer Brothers are making it, and it's going to be like a completely new series, not a sequel to the terrible, terrible movie they did. But Duffer Brothers, they did Stranger Things, right? And Stranger Things is good. However, I will say that Stranger Things, to me, felt like it was supposed to be like the first two seasons. Like that was the story and it was supposed to end there. But then because it became really popular, they are made like three other seasons, like two so far and another one is coming. And those additional seasons to me felt like just like added on stuff that didn't really belong in the original story. It's still entertaining, don't get me wrong, but I do think the plotting is not nearly as good. Like the writing is not really as good in the seasons 3 to 4 as it was in 1 to 2. But we'll see. I don't know.
I mean, that happens a lot, right? Like, what's it called? You see it in Marvel, you see it in like anime, you see it in everything. Something takes off and gets popular, and there is like 17 more movies, 4 more seasons, give me money. And everything sucks except for One Piece.
Marvel fell off after Captain America Civil War.
I don't know. I don't even know when it fell off, but I'm just so sick of Marvel crap, man.
Oh, it's because every single movie is done in the same style. The only Marvel movies I can still go back and watch is anything that James Gunn touched. So Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes, I like Guardians of the Galaxy for the cast. Yeah. I love the main guys.
And
like,
the music. The music, you know, fire.
Groot and the Raccoon and my boy
and
Chris,
Kurt Russell.
Chris Pratt before he's in everything. Yeah, so Kurt Russell was in part two. That wasn't the best part out of the two. For sure,
but he made that the best he could, and he stole the show in two.
Yeah, I do like. I
think I only watched one. I don't know if I watched two.
Briggs, I gotta get you one night. We gotta do a movie night, dude.
Dude, I've never even watched Lord of the Rings.
Okay, but okay, you know what? I'm gonna say it. Lord of the Rings is good. It's like an 8 out of 10, but people say it's a 12 out of 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Cowboy Bebop.
I like it like an 8.5 out of 10, but people are like, no, it's the perfect freaking trilogy, best of all time.
You know what the perfect trilogy is?
What?
One Piece.
Yes.
And it's never fucking leaving. People say, we're on the last saga. No, we're only on year.
Briggs, we're only on the first part of the trilogy. That's the point.
Yeah, that's a joke.
I can't wait for a two-piece, bro. It's going to be hype.
Yeah. Two-piece and then three-piece is going to be where the real fun begins.
Boys, we gotta talk about Anime Expo here real quick.
Oh yeah, so everyone who doesn't know, Briggs, aka Briggo, went to Anime Expo, the biggest anime convention in the world outside of Japan. I'm guessing there might be some bigger ones in Japan, but anyway, it's in LA. It's a clusterfuck. It's super crowded and insane and expensive. And Briggs did it. He went. So we gotta hear some of his experiences.
Yeah, man, it was like 100,000 people. It was fucking packed. It was packed. But honest, and it was expensive. It was so like, it's kind of stupid. But at the same time, I think it was worth it. Just finally meeting everyone, or not everyone, but like I met so many people. It was crazy. I met Rustage and Tekking and Too Spooky and Noble Lost Paws and Jack and Core and Eden and Hiding and Evanito and Blue Eyes and Professor Lando and Mudon and... Oh, I can just go on forever, Heart. But what's funny is I took a selfie with like a bunch of guys, whatever, not a selfie, whatever. I just took a picture with a bunch of people, like meeting all the boys. And Heart, it was the first time I ever met him. He reviews like hentai on YouTube or something.
of course.
It was, and Roger's Base and fucking, I can literally go on forever. It's crazy how people.
Bro, I can't believe, hold on, before you continue, I can't believe you met Jack, Core, and Eden. Oh,
all three of them.
Oh my God,
I love spilling the milk. They are like the inspiration for one of me and my buddy's projects we're working on.
Spilling the milk is genuinely funny.
Like, I've seen their whole like voicing over that High Guardian twice. Oh my God. That was so funny.
Reacting to old cartoons.
I had to stop watching their voiceover of High Guardian Spice because I was disturbing people in my house. Because there were people sleeping and I was just freaking out. Like they were like, one of the characters they had him saying like, oh, I'm really depressed. I think I should kill myself. And then the other character is like smiling. He's like, yeah, you should fucking do it. I was like, what?
We need to get like a Rant Cafe dub of like the 1960s live action Batman.
Oh my God.
You can't improve on perfection, bro.
Oh my God, that stuff, that's like, so I told you about how I had like the psycho, not psycho, but like the old Vietnam vet grandpa, right?
You didn't say Vietnam vet, you just said he was Southerner.
Sorry, I should have specified. He was in Vietnam. Anyways, me and him used to watch the old Adam West Batman all the time, and he would just dub over it with the most off the cuff, like, crazy shit he could think of, and it was so funny. That's where I got my love for voice acting from, was that man.
Oh my god!
It would have been funny. I mean, it would have been funny if you said that my grandpa was in Vietnam. He was fighting for the North.
All right. Boy, I didn't continue this story though. So I took a selfie with all these people, and the only person I didn't know in the picture was Hart, right? And he's like a pretty white dude. He's from, like, I don't remember exactly where he's from. He's actually somewhere in Europe. He looks similar to Mudan, which
yeah,
was
I thought it was Mudan's brother.
Like Mudan's brother, man. But I took a selfie with him and posted on Twitter. I'm like, yo, at Nux Talk, he was a beauty. He said I could post his selfie just saying that this guy was Nux Talk. Because a couple of people asked who he was in the original picture.
Yes.
And people actually believed it. But also Nux replied, and some obviously people knew it was a joke. But it got like 4,000 likes. And then people found it so funny at the con. Every time I ran into someone, they're like, yo, I saw your tweet. That was hilarious. So then we started memeing on it. Like, everyone started fucking taking pictures with random people and be like, yo, just met Nux Talk You. Like, Eden and Core and a bunch of people did it with, and Jack, a bunch of people did it with Hart, but people were doing it with random other creators. And then some ordinary podcast like Muda and Oompy literally, like, quote tweeted Blue Eyes' tweet, and it was like, yo, is it Nux Talk You face reveal or whatever. Nux literally started trending on Twitter. Like, yeah. He literally started trending on Twitter because of my stupid joke. The next day, I took one with Rustage, who was like an anime rapper, and he got like 7,000 likes. The next day, I took it with Reagan, who's a cosplayer, Roger's bass's girlfriend, and it got a bunch of likes. I took it with a dog. I'm like, yo, just Nux Talk You. Like, the meme just kept on getting worse and worse, and it was hilarious.
Yeah, I was kind of part of some of it because I saw your tweets, but I didn't realize it was like trending and shit.
No, and Nux Talk You literally trended on Twitter because of it.
That was hilarious. I was drinking when that happened, Briggs. I shot you a message like, what the fuck is going on, dude?
You're like, is that really Nux?
No, I said, what is going on? Are you like, is this a meme? And then I'm like, is that actually Nux? And then I'm so confused by it because I'm like, I'm half a bottle of bourbon in, sitting with a bunch of like buff gym buddies, and I'm like looking at this, and I'm like, what the hell is going on?
For the first time in Nux's life, he was really trending in Japan.
Yeah.
But anyway, whatever. Like the con was just all right, but what was amazing was just meeting all these people. But I got recognized like 4 or 5 times, which was very weird to me, like walking around and stuff. Tekking 101 got recognized every 5 minutes. It was fucked. I did not know Tekking was that popular, that clouded. Tekking 101, there was one time Tekking was walking and he's like, yo, nice Usopp cosplay. And they like, there's no way they could have seen each other. And the guy turned around and he's like, Tekking, was that you? Like, just off the voice alone. It was crazy.
Yeah, but, so Tekking, he obviously has his videos where he, you know, talks in his voice, and he's also showing his face all the time. So I'm not surprised that he gets recognized so much.
And he's like one of the biggest One Piece content creators, and One Piece is just gigantic, right?
And he's, you know, he's been at it for a long time, so he's an OG. Oh, yeah. Everyone respects him for a good reason.
Yeah, yeah. He was on my friend's podcast. They do like a manga podcast, and he was on their podcast. And that's like, I knew him obviously from like Frank Academy. That's like got me into his content mainly, was knowing that he's like willing to collab with like. I if someone has good content but they're an asshole, I'm not gonna watch them. But like, seeing that he's willing to collab with like smaller YouTubers that are covering different shows just really made me like the guy even more. So now I've been watching his stuff for a while.
He's a really good dude, and he's exactly how he is online. Like, yeah, I feel like I meet other people, dude, and either they're more chill or more like less family friendly. Like they're like a little bit different or like a little bit more socially awkward. Tekking is identical. His online persona is who he really is. It's actually hilarious.
Well, yeah, it would be weird if Tekking was like, hey, bro, nice to meet you, Briggs. By the way, I just beat up a hobo with nunchucks outside.
Because he sits down on his fucking bed and just talks, right? So it is very realistic. Well, like, Too Spooky has a well-written script and voices into his thing. So meeting him in person, I've known him for like 7 years. I think it was like 10 minutes of awkwardness. And then it was like, we've been best friends forever. Like, we literally stayed together, like whatever, like over the weekend. Anyway, I got recognized a couple times. There was a couple funny interactions where it's like people knew of me but weren't like fans. It was like, oh, you look familiar in like in the elevator.
You know, they would recognize you if you had food in your mouth, if you were eating.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. You know, one guy was like, you look familiar. You do like videos with Nux and stuff, right? And then there was one guy who was like, Briggsy! Didn't even say my name right. Or maybe he was just like adding a Y just to like...
Briggsy?
Briggsy. One guy was like, Duros, I mean Ragnar, you do the One Piece thing. Like he didn't know Briggs. He knew Ragnar.
Yeah, because One Piece D&D is quite big, actually. You guys had a panel, didn't you?
Dude, it was fucking... That's what I'm getting to. So the first 3 or 4 days, I got recognized a couple times. But they were like, it was just like chill, right?
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
Monday was a surreal experience. It was actually like, I couldn't believe it, because a lot of the people that lined up in advance to come see One Piece D&D were fans of One Piece D&D and fans of us individually, right? So like we got there early, 30 minutes early, and we're setting up everything for the panel, and they started letting people in slowly, right? So the first couple rows got let in, and we said yes to take a picture with one person. One guy's like, hey, can I have a picture with you guys? And I'm like, yeah, why not, right? I never get asked to take pictures.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone took that one dude saying yes to that one dude as an invite to rush the front. So everyone gets out of their seats and he's like crowding the front thing. Security literally had to come and be like, everyone back up, everyone take their seats. It was wild. We took a bunch of pictures.
Oh, Briggsy. Briggsy is the dude, next I don't big even, thing.
Briggsy. I've never signed Briggs before. Like I don't know how to do a signature for Briggs because I'm literally just a small content creator. Everyone was asking us for our autographs before and after. It was so weird. It was very weird. But anyway, it was cool seeing like actual fans, because once they were sitting down, while the room filled up, there was like 300 people or something like that. I don't actually know exactly how much, but let's just say around 300. Could be more. Could be a little less. Like while we were setting up, people were like, Lordy Briggo, I love you. Apex boys. What's it called? Ragnar number one. Someone's like, yo, Briggs, did you see the Kenichi merch? Like, they're just fucking screaming at us while we're, like, setting up. And it literally felt like, honestly, and then afterwards, like, I honestly got a little bit emotional because people were, like, saying, like, we're just being so nice. Someone literally sold me a Ragnar turns into a bear, right? Like, a Ragnar plushie, and, like, gave me a card. And people brought their One Piece D&D fucking posters for us to sign. And we stayed afterwards. For like, because again, people started like after the panel was over, which was a pretty funny panel. People were coming up for like autographs and pictures, and they literally had to kick us out of the room. And then we stayed for an hour afterwards, taking pictures and doing autographs. And it didn't feel real. It felt really weird.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. That's honestly surreal in like a really good way.
That's awesome, dude. Like. That's like the wholesome moments that make me strive to be like a content creator. It's just seeing people that genuinely appreciate what you put out.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Like, I don't want to be like, I never wanted to be like recognized and stop for pictures and do autographs. That's never something I wanted to do. But it was like the way these people were acting was so nice. And you could tell they genuinely like love One Piece D&D and like really like the content that we create. And it was like, it was just so heartwarming.
Awesome, man. Congrats, everybody, and One Piece D&D in general. Just such a cool concept, and clearly it's, you know, people love it.
Yeah, even me and my friends ripped it off and do our own One Piece, like, campaign every now and then, because we do a side, like, D&D thing. And we did Bleach for a bit. We did an Isekai one before that. And just D&D is such a thing that brings... It doesn't matter what your viewpoints are, who you are as a person... You can sit down, roll some dice, have some drinks with the boys, and it's always a banger time.
Oh yeah, it's so fun. I didn't know what to expect going into it. I felt like I was gonna be awkward, like having to role play a character. Like I literally play Ragnar from One Piece D&D, and I'm a fucking Chad. Honestly, it's just me, but with a different voice. No, but then I play Isekai D&D. I play Norman. He's a fucking nerd. He's a gamer, bro. Like, I thought it was going to be very awkward, but honestly, it's just a lot of fun with the boys, and people seem to like it, you know?
Yeah, D&D is just a fun thing.
I've never played, but I feel like it would be like a fun thing, but I've never like had the opportunity to like play with people who know how to play or, you know, set it up or anything like that. So
my favorite thing,
like,
is
or like, talking... or like when people ask me to like online, so not like in person, but online, I just like, I would be busy doing other stuff and it's like a commitment, right? It's a commitment.
Yeah, it is. It really is a commitment. Yeah. Dude,
I'll have to get you on to come play with me sometime, Adamac. I can teach you how to play, and we're pretty chill with our recording schedule if we do record anything for it. So maybe I'll teach you how to play one day if you ever want to play.
Okay, yeah, you can definitely message me. Like I've it's hard to like get the time, but I'm super curious because everyone talks about it, and obviously I do like Stranger Things as well. So yeah. That's basically D&D the show.
One of the cool things about D&D is the players really decide everything, right? Well, so I love fucking with the DM. So, like, the Dungeon Master can put all this effort into planning a character, and we could just be like, yeah, I don't care about them, and just, like, move on.
Yeah, because I've heard that it all depends on having a good Dungeon Master, right?
Rustich is fucking unbelievable, but we kind of give him a hard time sometimes. Like, there was this one princess that we saved, and we just left afterwards, and she's like, and he's like, she had a backstory, she had a name, she had all these things that you'll never find out now. I'm like, yeah, we just didn't care. But Jimmy... So there was this one character who was just a random NPC that he hadn't even given a name yet. That he was just a guy who got injured after like a fight or something, or like after like a certain thing that worked for this guy. And we're like, hey, what's your name? And like, Rustich had nothing planned for it. He's like, oh, I'm Jimmy over here. Like, he made something up, like a little New York accent. And we had Jimmy join the crew. He's not strong whatsoever. He is genuinely just a normal dude. And now we're like, he's like coming along with us on all our journeys versus like these interesting characters.
So basically, like, Nags is part of your crew.
Yeah, we have Nags.
We're playing Bleach D&D, and my DM, like, he's like, gotcha, you've been playing for like 15 years. Just make whatever the hell you want. So everyone's playing all the Soul Reapers. I made a time traveling mutant with soul, like, he was like a Fullbringer special experiment from 300 years in the future, and he's a cowboy that uses 2 6-shooters.
Nice.
Wow.
We should do a Morbius D&D.
Morbin D&D.
Yeah.
It's Morbin time.
No one would watch it, but people would respect it.
Morbius really kicking themselves right now. Like, we had a popular meme and no one watched our movie. Meanwhile, everyone's showing up to suits, showing up for Minions.
Yeah, okay. I honestly don't care about Minions at all.
I wish I had the picture, but me and so I'm really good friends with all the municipal firefighters because I used to do it, right? We got about 30 of us from like different departments and showed up in turnout gear to the Minions premiere. Which turnout gear is like the armored, heat resistant, flame proof gear you wear with like gas tanks and everything.
Oh my God.
Rolled up in fire trucks.
That's fucking hilarious, man. Dude, some of those videos are just so funny. Watching like 10 guys in suits and tie going up like an escalator, and then they're sitting in the movie like this, like touching their fingers, and then like the fucking movie starts and they start going nuts. It's honestly so funny.
I don't think we've ever had something like that explosive and weird since like the Pool's Closed saga and Habin Hotel or whatever. Habbo Hotel, that's it. It was like this weird game where people just 4chan took it over, and it was like a kid's game. And it was one of the funniest things. Internet Historian did a video on.
Yeah, I'm aware of that because I watch Internet Historian. Yeah,
yeah. That was one of the most, people in suits haven't done something that culturally insane in a while.
Yeah, I get the meme, but I just don't have any passion for, like, Minions and shit like that. You know, I feel like it would be funnier if it was, like, a cause that I cared about in any way.
Yeah. You know what we need to do? We need to get people that go to Anime Expo, we need to get them all to show up in suits and showered.
Oh, yeah, that's revolutionary thinking.
Suits would just suck, man. It's so hot.
But speaking of cons, so because of COVID, I feel like the last con that I went to was when we had, like, Goz and I had, like, 100-something thousand subs on YouTube. And some people recognize us, like, a few. But it wasn't, like, it was very chill. And, like, Eyepatch Wolf was there. So everyone was like, Eyepatch Wolf! And we were just like, hey, we know Eyepatch Wolf. He's cool. But, so, yeah. Your face
as well.
So, basically, yeah, we were just, like, nice and chill. I don't know how I would feel if people just started recognizing me and stuff like that, because it would just be kind of weird. Because, like, I'm not a, like, big persona. Our content is just like, hey, we're explaining this, we're explaining that. Like, I'm not, like, Nux, you know, who his personality is his whole thing.
So, you still have over 1 million subs. If you showed your face in videos, people would recognize you. It just a matter of the amount of views you've gotten in the anime community. You probably have over 200 to 300 million views on your channel, man.
400 something,
right? So if you showed, like, imagine you showed your face in every video. That's teching 101.
Yeah, but right? That's the thing. Would I even want to be recognized?
No, you honestly don't. Like, I feel like it kind of, like, I loved it at the panel because those guys are my fans. But getting, like, I can only imagine getting stopped while you're trying to do other things.
Exactly.
And the people that are stopping you are just like, I know of you. That's what I got recognized, like, 4, 5, 6 times outside the panel. And it was people that just kind of knew of me. And I could tell by the interaction because it was so different than the interaction of the people that were like, I watch your content.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Like the panel.
People knew the inside jokes versus like the guy was like, oh, you look familiar, you know?
Yeah, you're right. And I would want to be like,
Tekken was getting stopped every 10 minutes, man. We couldn't go anywhere with Tekken. We had to leave him behind a couple times. We're like, bro, we'll meet you at the artist alley. Like it was like, we're trying to walk and it's like a 5 minute walk because it's fucking, or like a 10 minute walk because his convention is huge. And he keeps on getting stopped to take pictures and stuff. And we're like, bro, we'll meet you there.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, funny. For example, Rustage doesn't get, even though he's so big, and even Spooky and Noble got recognized a lot, but like,
yeah, Noble, like, shows his face and he has for years. Yeah. So
yeah. But like, I wasn't walking around a ton with Noble, so I don't really know. But like, Rustage wasn't getting recognized a crazy amount because like, he's an anime rapper, right? He doesn't show his face.
Yeah.
He's also an incredibly nice guy.
Oh my God. He's so sweet.
I talked to him once on a Twitter live. One of the nicest guys I've ever met.
Yeah. He's nice to people. Like, he doesn't know that well, but then when he comes to Rank of Fae, the gloves come off. He doesn't fuck around. Yeah. So I don't know. I feel like I used to think, oh, being famous is cool when I was younger. But now, like, would you want to be, like, stopped at the grocery store or, like, doing, like, random stuff by people? It's like, oh, it's that guy. Like, I mean, I feel like I wouldn't.
I feel like it just depends. Like, if it's a small amount, if it's, like, once a month you're getting recognized, it's like, and it's someone who's actually a fan of you, I'd be down. But if it's, like, a frequent thing where it really stops you from being able to enjoy certain things,
yeah,
I wouldn't.
Plus, we are nowhere near rich enough to afford, like, security or anything. So.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no, I definitely know I wouldn't want it, especially because I have, like, a really distinct appearance. Like, I'm 6'6" and have an eye patch. So, like, it's pretty easy to see me.
You're fucking Ragnar, dude.
You're actual Ragnar.
I don't post on live. I'll show you what I mean.
Oh, chat, I was not able to meet Connor, Garant, or Joey. They are just so big at this point, and their schedules, they had a schedule for this con. It was like, this time, meet up here, this time, panel, this time, at the lounge, this time here, this time there.
Oh, yeah, bro, like, Connor, Garnt, and Joey are like Brad Pitt over there, you know, you can't.
Like, they literally needed security to, like, walk in for, like, one of their things.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they're fucking, like, Tekken 101 getting recognized every 10 minutes here. Them is just like, okay, I'm, like, for the audio listeners, I'm using my hands to explain a difference in size. But yeah, man, like, I messaged Connor because me and Connor are friends. I'm like, bro, we should grab a beer sometime. He's like, I'll try, man. My schedule is so fucked. And like, if I really wanted to meet them, I could have like made the time to wait in line or like really try to schedule something. But I saw how busy they were and I was just trying to meet. I met like 30 people, man. It was hard to meet everyone that I wanted to meet. I felt bad because like I got invited to a party. I got invited to a party and all these VTubers were going to be there that I wanted to meet. But like, Roger's base was throwing a little party at his place. And like, all the boys that I like was close with were going there. So I'm like, obviously I'm going to go to Roger's base's place.
Oh, dude, like, just Anime Expo sounded like such a wild time.
Oh, it was so fun.
Next, if I'm down there next year, if I can actually get it off, and if I make enough money from streaming to afford it at that point, we're going to go get blasted in some random back alley bar I find.
Down. Yeah, what's called, you know what's funny is, so Spooky, Rustage, Tekking, and Noble, One Piece D&D crew, none of them drink. Not a single one of them drink. So I hung out with them all day, and then I kind of drank at night with other people.
I used to drink, but I don't drink anymore either, Briggs, sorry.
Or like I would just like escape, go to a bar with some friends, and then meet up with them again.
By the way, speaking of bars, I met Connor in a London bar like 2018, and that was fun. Really? That was before either of us were like bigger, so it was just like a chill thing. He's a nice guy.
AX next year, it's really expensive, man. I dropped $2,000 before I even left the country.
Yeah.
Like between just the flight and the hotel room, like $2,000.
I feel like there just lunch would be like $20.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Dude, I probably spent another $500-$600 just there, because you're just constantly buying like overpriced fucking food and water.
Yeah, like, bro, LA, like you literally can't get anything that's not overpriced in LA, the entire city, let alone at a con. Like, think about
that. Gonna sleep at either my sister's place or one of my buddy's places.
But we don't have buddies in LA, bro.
You gotta make friends, guys.
Dude, I actually do have buddies in LA now, but like I didn't even think about asking this crash with like Roger lives really close. Noble lives really close.
Is Noble close to LA? I know he's in
he's like an hour away,
California,
but Ashley,
yeah. But
he stayed with Ashley, and Ashley lives like 30 minutes away.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, honestly, like the hotel wasn't terrible, guys. Split it with Spooky.
Okay, that's good then. For me to go down, though, I have to drive like 12 hours south to get to an airport that will fly me there, because I live so far north that planes only come like once or twice a month where I live.
What about Alaska? Isn't Alaska closer to you?
So I live like almost horizontally with Anchorage, but to drive there, because of how crap the infrastructure is, it's a 45-hour drive.
No.
Because I have to go back down through southern BC. I have to go back down through Prince Rupert, which is like right on the coast. It's like directly north of Vancouver, the very northern point of BC. So that's already a long drive. Then I have to drive like another 20 hours through winding roads to get to Anchorage to fly out, or like Fairbanks.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, see, that's the thing. I've never been anywhere near that north, so I don't know how like the situation is, but yeah, wow.
I'll put it this way. I paid $42 for a watermelon yesterday.
What the fuck?
Because they're so like hard to import, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's because
I bought an $8 bottle of water.
Oh my god.
It was like $6 US. So like, that's like
at that point, whiskey's just cheaper to drink and more fun.
Well, the problem is it was just so hot in like the convention center and in
you
LA
can't hydrate like, with whiskey, my dude.
Like I went to like a grocery store and bought a bottle of water, but I went through it and it was just like I'm not waiting an hour in line to refill my water, and convention prices were just fucked.
That sounds to me like a nightmare. That's why I'm like not super like excited to even go to something like AX.
Well, they let you bring your own water in, so next time I would just buy a bunch of water and like pack it.
Buy one of those hydration backpacks. That's what a lot of my cosplayer friends do. They get one of those like slim like water backpacks, and they put it under their costume, so that way they just have a little Nalgene hose that they can drink out of.
Yeah, but like, if you don't have a costume, what are you gonna put it on there, bro?
No, dude. Honestly, you just have to be smart about it. Like, I spent money the first day, and I'm like, okay, let's on the walk over, because I actually like my hotel is actually like 30 minutes away, or like a 30 minute walk anyway. So I literally rode a scooter. Like in LA, they have these scooters. I was fucking ripping it down the road with this scooter. It was actually a lot of fun. Because I'm like, why would I pay like $10 or $15 for an Uber when this scooter is like $3 and it's fun and I get there in like 5 minutes? So what I would do is I would just stop off at like a grocery store or a convenience store and buy like $1 or $2 bottle of water. And it was just way, rather than going inside and spending $8 for like a fucking Fanta.
Fanta. Yeah.
Fair enough. Boys, I got a question to ask you guys, though, now that I'm on.
Yes.
What is your most hyped anime coming out? Like, aside from, like, Chainsaw Man, like, your most hyped, like, either Vinland remake? Saga. Vinland Saga? Fair 100%, enough.
100% Vinland Saga. Vinland Saga is one of my favorite manga of all time. Mm. And, or, like, this just because of the next two arcs, and they're finally adapting it. So I hope they do a good job. And even just the first arc, the first season of the anime was just fire. And it just gets better. It just gets better, in my opinion. And then it gets a little bit worse. And then it gets good again.
So I think are you talking about, like, over the next year?
Yeah, over, like, the next season. Like, not this season. Like, the next two seasons. Last of 2022. We'll go up to winter. It's like, I'm incredibly hyped for the new Urusei Yatsura anime remake.
Never heard of it.
Because I forced him to put Lum on his...
my waifu all the time. I've actually never watched that anime. When did it come out?
I think the manga started in 1978. The anime came out in 1982,
84. Okay, boomer.
It was by Rumiko Takahashi, who made Inuyasha and Ranma, so...
And what's, like, the genre? What's it about?
Basically, you know those generic harem anime where the protagonist gets all the girls?
Yes.
Class, Recon Alley, okay.
Every single girl in that and every single guy was a fucking asshole. Like, that's the best way you could describe it.
That sounds hype. Loki, that sounds fucking hype.
I'll give you a spoiler for the second episode. Him and a bunch of guys accidentally sell all the Earth's oil to a space taxi union.
Bro, that sounds almost like a satirical type of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy thing?
Yeah, similar to that.
Okay, cool.
What are you waiting
for? Oh, Briggs, do you know that Mashle is getting an anime?
Oh my god, I can't wait. I'm gonna start making YouTube videos about Mashle.
Yeah, he's been saying, why isn't Mashle getting an anime for 2 years?
Dude,
honestly, man, Mashle is one of the funniest manga I've ever read. It definitely, it got a little bit, so around like 50 chapters in, it gets really serious. And I'm not as into it, but they had to advance the plot. And it's still funny. Like, the one joke they make per chapter, still funny. But oh my god, these first couple episodes that are coming out, I can't wait. I think it's going to blow up in the anime community. I think there's going to be a bunch of memes, for sure.
I dropped it around that point. I'll probably go back to it when the anime comes out. It's just, I had other things to read at that point. And I'm like, well, I can read this series and I'm like, right now. I didn't like the turn it took. I think it would have been better. Or I can go watch Your Boy Kong Ming or something else.
Your Boy Kong Ming was actually so good. I loved it.
I think, was it Recon that said that show was a banger? Because that's one of his few takes I agree with.
Yeah, he has a couple takes these days.
So he liked that show, but he described it in a horrible way that made me not like it. But, like, not like the idea of it. But, so Recon, he sometimes likes good anime. But it's just because they're coming out and they're new. And he describes them horribly. So you don't really know why he likes them if that's how he understands them. And then the other option is that he just likes really crappy anime or hates really good anime just because they're a little older. So yeah, I don't know, man. He's such an interesting person. Like, I can't believe he's a real person, but he is.
His takes give me like whiplash every time I hear them.
I know. Cause like, just when he says something that you think, oh, okay, you know, I can see the logic of that. Then he'll like hit you with a curveball, like, Death Note is boring, and but I did enjoy the Death Note Netflix adaptation, and then you just want to.
So the reason why he actually has good takes right now is because me and you, Animac, are not watching any seasonal stuff. So normally back in the day, we would have already watched Summertime Rendering and Your Boy Kong Ming, two of the most popular things. So we already know that. So he wouldn't recommend us the most popular of the season. He'd be like, but did you check out this anime? And then it's some harem isekai trash with like an insert character and it just an overpowered protagonist that just sucks. So that's what he would normally recommend to us. But because we're not watching seasonal shit, he hits us with that one diamond in the rough
yes,
of the season.
Exactly.
So obviously, I saw Giguk was praising Your Boy Kong Ming. I probably would have already had watched it back in the day when I had more time. People were tweeting about Summertime Rendering. My audience recommended me Summertime Rendering. So I probably would have already watched it back in the day. But now we're giving Recon the opportunity to actually look like he has good taste when it's really just the most popular thing of the season.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like, he watches that, but he watches 10 other things. Mm-hmm. But he can recommend you that. and you're never going to watch the other 10 things he likes.
And then the other 10 things fucking probably are very average or below average. And then we're just like, why are you watching that and not finishing Death Note?
Exactly.
For every volume he recommends. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, for every Kong Ming he recommends an Isekai Slave Harem, which is a legitimate show coming out next season, and it's crap.
Oh, my God. Recon messaged me to be on today's episode, and I'm just like, bro, we can't have you every single week.
you need to get
the whole your thing. Favorite. Go ahead.
You need to get your favorite leather VTuber.
Like, different personalities bring different things to the table. If you bring the same guest on every week, the conversations are naturally going to be very similar. So it's not going to be fun.
I need to get you to watch City Hunter, guys. I need to get you to watch that show. It's my favorite anime.
Didn't I tell you I would watch some City Hunter?
Yes, and you never did.
I will. I need to.
No, we're also supposed to play Magic sometime.
Well, the whole thing was, me and Nux, once we were done playing Yu-Gi-Oh! And getting through every pack, we were going to try playing Magic, in which case I needed someone to teach me and, like, practice with. So I was going to play with him. But Nux, in the last, like, 2 months has been, like, we had to put Yu-Gi-Oh! On hold. And he's literally not even uploading on Nuxenor, or barely. He's just so busy IRL.
Oh, yeah, I feel bad for the guy. He doesn't seem like he has free time anymore.
Yeah, he doesn't. But we can't say why, but obviously, like, it's very understandable. Yeah. Like, in a month or a couple weeks, it should free up a little bit more, you know?
Every time I see him posting, it's like 1 week till the best day of my life. I'm just assuming it's like the Chainsaw Man drop. And I'm just being commenting on, like, his Twitter status. Like,
he's creating an army of Billies as we speak.
Yeah, I'm literally like, I can't wait to cut off my arms and replace them with chainsaws as well.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on Twitter today. It's really unfortunate. The creator of Yu-Gi-Oh! Passed away.
Oh, that is a tragedy.
Do we know at what age?
How 60. Old he was? Yeah, he was 60, and apparently it was like a diving accident.
Really? Yeah.
Like, you know, like when you go diving with diving gear, that type of stuff in the water.
Really? That's so unfortunate.
So not skydiving, but like... Yeah, that sucks. So, like, obviously, what do you mean by the Yu-Gi-Oh! Is so iconic.
Was he like the mangaka, the original mangaka?
Yeah.
Got it. Kazuki Takahashi.
I saw some people posting on it. It was one of those things where on every social media look at, people were like paying their respects.
Yeah, I'm better at shitposting on Twitter and just not being on Twitter as much. Like, I don't scroll. Like, I don't. Like, it's actually sad. I don't care about any of the stuff in my feed anymore. It's just a waste of time.
Yeah. Like, what's the point? It's just gonna be like Dami talking about me needing to cosplay as a maid.
No, that's the stuff I want. That's the stuff I want to see. Oh, the problem is my timeline's filled with random shit now. I don't understand. I think I maybe follow too many people, and people are retweeting stuff I just don't care about. Oh,
and you know what? Also,
it's like, I want to see tweets that my friends make that are funny, or like just like stuff going on in my friends' lives. I don't care about like some Morbius meme anymore, you know?
No, and the thing is, now I've noticed more so Twitter recommends you stuff they think you'll like, or stuff that's like viral. So, and then that is in your feed as opposed to just people you follow. So, and of course, you know, we're Canadian, but we're going to see a bunch of American politics shit constantly, which is not what I'm using my anime Twitter for. So it's just like, why? Well, you know, what's the point?
That's 100% what it is, man. I'm getting shit with like 100,000 plus likes. I'm getting US politics. I'm getting these super like viral things. I'm like, I follow like a couple hundred people. I want to see what my boys are saying.
Yeah, like, so I think that's probably a new Twitter algorithm thing where they're trying to like get you to engage with the viral stuff.
But it's probably just the same thing every app does. They're trying to keep retention, keep people scrolling. And the best way to do that is maximize on the best content on people's feed, or like the most popular stuff. And it'll work with some people, but I also just don't like Twitter. So I always use it as a way to like talk with friends. And like, I probably wouldn't even have Twitter if it wasn't for like collabs. Like scheduling collabs and stuff is why I had Twitter initially.
No, but it's not even like you said good content. It's not even good content, Briggs. It's just controversial content that people will get either mad about or like super engaged about. That's all that Twitter is. It's not like, oh, I love this content. It's like, no, fuck you, I disagree. But it's still engagement.
I just use Twitter for like making fun of people in a fun way. Like there's this one VTuber who posted like a picture of like their model like on a pool table. It's like on the pool table, really? And I said, I just comment shit like, get off the table. I paid $10 for this round and the rest of the people at the bar are staring at us. I just do stuff like that on Twitter. Or I'll post like there'll be some like buff muscle VTuber that's like trying to impersonate my buffness. And of course that's a joke, right? But
or like Fatoshi F's.
Yeah, stuff like that. Like there's one guy who's like he did something about like sorry, there was no space. I took the urinal next to you, and I'm like, I'm trying to pee, dude. Don't quit breathing down my neck. And then they'll respond with stuff like what? I'm just trying to help out. I'm a team player. And then I'll just post a gotchi gif, and it's hilarious.
Oh my God.
Sounds like you have a lot of time in your hands, my friend.
Dude, some days at work, I do absolutely nothing. And other days, I have legitimately poured a liter of sweat out of my boots on days.
Fucked. Yeah, because remember, this guy's a firefighter.
I used to be. I'm now industrial, so it's a subcontract, meaning I don't always do it, but I'm the guy that needs to be on site if stuff goes sideways.
Okay, yeah, so he's like a guy in big boots is what he is.
I'm basically a glorified OSHA worker.
Uh-huh.
Gotcha. I think I met Fatoshi as well at Anime Expo.
Well, how could you miss him? He's like the epitome of manliness.
I should have taken a selfie with him and said, yo, I just met Nuxhaku. I fucked up.
I think my favorite picture from Anime Expo is like Evanito tweeted, like, I'm doing a meetup in 20 minutes. And then you got a picture just him and there's like a ring of people. There's no one, like, there's like a absence of people around you. Like, no one showed up.
Well, who says I'm doing a meetup in 20 minutes?
Yeah. You give no one. I wanted to meet Evan. I genuinely, like, I hadn't met Evan at that point yet. I hadn't met him. I saw it, and then I saw the tweet. No one showed up. I'm like, bro, I would have came and talked to you, but he.
Yeah, like that's like he's just trying to get like sympathy points there. It's like, yeah. Oh, bro, I'm gonna be there in 5 minutes. It's like, who, what? Like they don't even see the tweet, and then they're like, oh, no one showed up, guys. No one loves me.
Yeah, it was just for clout. Yeah.
Also, clout.
He just for the likes, you know, just farming.
Dude, yeah, just like, oh no, Nevin, but I wanted to see you, but I couldn't. Oh no.
There was one tweet he posted that was so dumb. He's like, look at all the people that came to my meetup. And he just took a picture of the entrance to Anime Expo. it was like hundreds of people. It's like, one, there was like 10 other people doing a meetup at that time in the same area. But also, it's the entrance. I could have went there on any given day and took in a picture and it would have looked exactly the same.
Okay, yeah. Also, apparently, Evan almost got arrested for taking the Fefe cutout, the cardboard cutout.
I was gonna say
definitely fake.
The Fefe like cardboard cutout just being in random places was one of my favorite arcs of the new Expo.
No, but here's the thing though, because I saw actual legitimate comments saying that security was like harassing people. You know, they would be like carrying the stuff they bought out the door, and security would like detain them and say, you stole this and all this stuff. And then they would have to go back to the booth and prove that they bought it. So that's kind of messed up. Yeah. I saw actual genuine people complaining about this.
Listen, all I'm going to say is I'd like to see security. Like, I keep my receipts on me for that one reason, because I'm a very like suspicious looking human. So like I've learned to keep my
You don't get receipts at Anime Expo. Like sometimes you just pay cash and they just give you something. Like I bought an Ubu hat.
Oh, Briggs, are you an Ubu girl?
I wanted to buy some stupid anime merch to wear on stream, you know?
Yeah.
An Ubu bucket hat, baby.
The only piece of anime merch I own, aside from a JoJo poster and a Death Note shirt, is a Shirahoshi figure.
Oh, interesting. Is it life size?
I wish.
Shirahoshi, dude, we're so addicted to One Piece that even like an annoying fucking character like Shirahoshi.
She's not annoying. How dare you, man?
She's so annoying.
She's not. I didn't watch the anime though.
He's also hot and decently written. Like has like a decent backstory, blah blah blah. It's like, oh my god, you made an annoying character likable. How?
No, in the manga she wasn't annoying, but maybe like in the anime she's annoying.
Oh yeah, because you couldn't hear her crying and couldn't hear her voice, man.
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, that arc, when I watched that arc in the anime, it that is the point where I gave up on the One Piece anime. I waited like 4 years, decided to read again, got up to Chopper, stopped, and then you guys started One Piece Virgin. So I read all of One Piece that week.
Nice. Okay, so we motivated you.
Dude, I'm so sad. Yeah. Roger's Base gave me a pack of One Piece, like the One Piece card game that's coming out, and I left it at his place.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, enjoy paying $40 for border shipping to get that back.
Nah, it's all right. It's gone. It's gone forever. Dude, me and Tekking, we went to the One Piece card game like booth area, and we sat at the table and we pretended to play and like made up our own game rather than waiting in line to like learn how to play.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? It's almost like going to like an amusement park when it's super packed. It's like everything you have to do is an hour's wait, and then it's not even worth it by the time you're done waiting.
Dude, yeah, no. Honestly, like Anime Expo, because it's so packed, like the most enjoyment I got was meeting people and doing stuff outside the convention and like just hanging with friends that I've never met IRL before. Like, don't get me wrong, I walked down the artist gallery. The artwork was so cool. I walked down the merchandise area. There was some really nice merchandise, but it was just so packed that I just didn't want to waste time doing that.
Yeah, that's why I feel like a smaller con is better than AX. Like AX is just too extreme. Like maybe a mid-level con, because you know you have really small cons and then you have that don't really have much, and then you have like mid-level cons, like I guess Anime North in Toronto, and then you have AX is just insane.
Yeah, that's why I like Anime North a lot, because it's like a very medium size, right?
Yeah,
it's exactly. It's not too small. It has like good artwork, good merchandise. It's got an area where you could sit down and play card games, you know. And it's like 10,000, 15,000 people. The problem is not a lot of my IRL friends show up to Anime North, right? Or not
true,
a lot
exactly.
Of my online
like, friends. No one from like the States gives a shit about Anime North.
Anime North, yeah.
Have you guys ever been ice fishing?
I love ice fishing, man.
I know people who have, because unfortunately that's what people do in Canada, but I have not, because it sounds like the worst idea ever to me. Like, bro.
It's so fun. So
I hate ice. I hate the ice and cold. I'm not going to go in a freaking igloo to fish.
That's why you get a shack with a little, like, you get one of those, like, Japanese, like, charcoal fire things. You drill your hole. You put your shack down. You open a flat of 2-4 of High Country Kolsch or some cheap beer, like Bush, and you sit down. You blast the Tragically Hip, and you catch your dinner. And it's so fun.
Listen, man, that sounds like the dream of a guy who was born in the 60s, but personally, it doesn't appeal to me.
It's all the company as well. If you're there with cool people, you have a good time. Like, so the first couple times I went, you literally go, you drill a hole in the ground, you set up your tent, you put on a couple heaters, you're literally in a t-shirt inside the tent. But we walked like a kilometer into the middle of a lake, and it was freezing, right? Like that part sucked, and drilling the hole, because we didn't have a drill yet, we had like a hand drill. It sucked. Oh. But slowly but surely, we got more equipment where we literally just drill a hole. Tent like fucking blows up. Like it's very, very easy. And then the last time I went, we're like, fuck it. We have a little bit of money now. Let's just pitch like $30, $50 each. And you could literally just rent a hut. It's like a heated hut with a pre-made hole. It's like it's the same shit. We're in the middle of the lake. We're ice fishing. We got beer. It's hot in here, and we're with good people. It's a lot of fun. Like especially you look out the window, or you just like step outside for some fresh air, and you just see nothing but white ice, literally, but snow and ice for like 10 kilometers in one direction.
Amazing. That sounds like a fucking nightmare to me.
It's beautiful. It's actually it's beautiful.
One of the most fun though is if you get an Argo when you go out, or a sled. I like Argos more. They're so fun. But if you get an Argo, you don't have to worry about falling in the water, because it's like an 8-to-6-wheeled like ATV that can go in water. And my dad and me and him, when we go, when I used to go with him, we used to just do donuts in the lake when we got bored, and then we go back to fishing for a couple hours, and then we do donuts around the lake.
Dude, I played a game of football on the we played 3v3 once when we went ice fishing. Just like fucking football for like an hour in the snow. It was so much fun.
So fun.
But it was like also like very icy, and we're just like fucking like tackling each other on the ice. It was so dumb, but it was just so much fun.
I am not
get a concussion in three simple steps.
Yeah,
I'm not Canadian enough for this conversation, everybody.
Dude, I was ripping a frisbee like 100 meters. It's across the ice, and you're just sliding to try to catch it. It was actually so fun.
You know what game, like sport that like people don't play very often, but it's just ridiculously fun when you're with the boys, is Ultimate Frisbee.
Dude, I love Ultimate. I played Ultimate Frisbee in high school. I was like the QB equivalent. They call it the handler.
Raph's Revenge was asking, is it hotter or colder in Serbia or Niagara in Ontario, where I am? The problem with Niagara is that everything is more extreme because we're in the Great Lakes region. So winters are really cold and snowy, and then summers are really hot and humid. So Serbia is not as extreme. So, you do have snow in the winters and stuff, but it's not as much and not as bad. And spring actually starts in March, not in freaking May, like in Canada. So, yeah, weather is better in Serbia. For sure.
I mean, yeah. 2 months ago we hit minus 45, and today it hit 28 Celsius, and it's humid as hell.
Even up north?
Yeah, dude. Because I live on the edge of what's called a temperate rainforest. And basically, it's just extremely humid and extremely cold.
Yeah. So basically, like the Great Lakes, but further north.
It is 25 degrees right now where I live.
Oh my god. Yeah, it's chilled out since like we got that heat wave in the morning because it's been raining now. So it's probably only like 20, but with the humidity, it feels like it's 30.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like it usually feels like it's more than it is.
Right? Anyway, this turned into a Canada podcast, the Canadian experience featuring Briggs and Gachi.
What anime, what other anime are you guys looking forward to? And we'll probably end on that note.
I know there's a lot. So there's the Return of Bleach. There's, as you said, Vinland Saga. Overlord just started again. Made in Abyss is starting up. What else? I'm Jujutsu Kaisen and Demon Slayer are supposed to be back in like 2023, I guess. So that's hype. I want to see those. Yeah, there's a lot.
We got Devil the Part-Timer and Made in Abyss coming back.
Yeah. That's incredibly hype.
Dude, everyone's just fucking making Tim Hortons, eh?
Yeah, I was going to say, I need to do a Tim Hortons run, guys, so we got to end the podcast. Yeah.
Do you play ice hockey? That's one thing I missed in LA. There was no Timmy's.
Or ice hockey.
Ice hockey outside. In the winter, we play ice hockey outside.
I was banned from my local ice hockey league.
Oh my god, you get into a fight?
I pick way too many fights on the ice.
I've actually been streaming my Monday hockey games over on my Twitch channel.
Dude, those are bangers. Those are so, like, I'll put those on when I'm at work. I'll lean it up, and if I'm running a loader or something that day, I'll throw the audio on and just peek at it every now and then.
Yeah, it's interesting. And what's funny, too, is, like, you really can't hear us, but every once in a while, someone gets really close to the microphone, and they're like, what the fuck, ref? Yeah.
People don't realize how aggressive Canadians are until you hear them talking on a hockey rink or at a sporting event.
Yeah, people are like, oh, Canadians are always so nice and polite. Like, I don't know where that rumor comes from, but it's not true. Like, okay, maybe Canadians like who work in the tourist industry, they're nice to people because that's their job. But
like, we put the ass in passive aggressive.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you, Gachi, for joining us, bro. You are quite an interesting character. You're not quite as crazy as Recon, but, you're interesting.
I've just been toning it down.
Yeah. That's what I heard. I heard that you were you're wanted for 4chan crimes.
His podcast. Where can people find your podcast?
You can find us on Spotify at Talking Anime or at RollPocto for D&D. But warning, my podcast is extremely fucking cursed and we don't really have filters, so
I got invited on once, and I think you lost the footage.
My audio got corrupted. Your audio got lost.
Wink, wink. They had to lose the footage.
And you left because you were vomiting at the end of it because you had COVID.
Yeah, I was fucking dying, man. Honestly, my throat's dying right now. What was I gonna say? But yeah, man, that podcast, we talked about anime for like 10 minutes, and then the conversation just went fucking weird and wild.
We talked about blowing up beaver dams with dynamite. I think I talked about...
Oh my god, why do you keep talking about these Canadian things?
I think I talked about crashing my Harley at like 130 kilometers an hour.
Into a beaver dam?
No, I rebuilt it really shoddily because I was drunk when I rebuilt it. And it fell apart on the highway. And I got launched about 40 feet up into the air and walked it off.
Bro, this guy needs to have a reality TV show, not a podcast.
Yeah. he's like 6'9", 500 pounds with an eye patch.
And that's just his appearance. That's not even his personality.
Follow him with a camera all day while he drinks fucking whiskey and drives us whatever the fuck, a snowmobile across an ice to ice fish. I don't know.
Dude, one of my
and then blows it up with dynamite.
One of my big stream ideas was I have a 48 amp, like a 1948 international ambulance. I was gonna rebuild it on stream. And a buddy of mine is an explosives, like he does explosives for a living. That's what he does. We're gonna blow it up with thermite when it was restored just to break Chat's heart.
That sounds like a Mr. Beast video to you.
We're like the fucked up version of Mr. Beast.
All right. See you guys again next week. It was a pleasure as always. And until next time, see ya, Space Cowboys.
Bang.
See
ya.